Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. Get her done Tuesday. Already light outside, kinda. Like a little bit light. Not pitch dark.
So light, late though now. Oh.
I know.
Oh. Whoa. Right. 8 o'clock, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The light's not out yet.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
What
are you going to do?
Well, I black out your room. That's all you can do.
I can't really do what you do. Yeah. It's a lot.
You could do it.
I mean, I could if I had a John and I could say, John, help me out here.
John.
You'd hate my place. Because it's all windows, and I have a build out for a bedroom, but it still has an open
ceiling.
Oh,
right, it doesn't have a, right.
So it's...
The wall doesn't go to the ceiling, so if there's light coming streaming through the front, which, by the way, doesn't your apartment face west? Like, don't you watch the sunset every day?
No, I face north.
Oh, thank goodness.
So, but still, it's super light out in when I go to bed, but I go to sleep with the TV on, so it doesn't bother me.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I just can't take the light. Not even one little dot.
Well, we know. I mean, blacked out.
Whatever
works. Right. You got to sleep.
Last night, I got in bed at, usual time, 6:30. I'm reading my book for a little while. I'm like, well, I can either go pee or I can not go pee and think about it all night. So I'm like, I've only been in bed for an hour. So I'm like, I'm going to get out of bed. I'm going to get out of bed. I'm going to go pee.
And you ended up in the hot tub. Right? Did you?
Is that a better story?
Probably. I don't know.
It probably is a better story.
I feel like that's what's come. Most guys have that kind of thoughts. Those kind of thoughts. Yeah. If you know what? I think no one's around right now. She'll probably come up here and just do me hard. I know it. Like, really get me good.
Right. She's probably thinking about it.
Right. Like, any minute now that's going to happen.
She's going to come sashaying into the room.
This is our chance. No one's around.
Articles of clothing on the floor as she approaches with that steamy look in her
bedroom. So there was John alone in the hot tub. Yeah. And you came out.
And I'm all like, come out in my big fluffy robe, and then I just drop it to the brick patio.
You're a good wife.
And then you went number one.
Yeah. So I get out of bed and I pull the towel away from the bottom of my door and a little light comes out. I'm like, oh, the light still. And then I open up the door and I pull the curtain that's blackout away. And
the sun
hits me in the face. I'm like, oh my God, it's still broad daylight out. And I've been trying to go to sleep for an hour. So then I went out and banged John in the hot tub.
That's a great story.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Great, great story.
Good job.
What a Tuesday already.
Yep. Wow. Off to the races.
I like that story a lot.
Just let me know what else needs to be in it. I'm happy to accommodate. I want to say that we got a person named Bob who works here.
Mm-hmm.
And she was hired actually to, I think one of her main jobs is this camera thing that we've got going. We used to have a lot of people who watched our Looking Glass. I don't know if that's what it's going to be called. And I don't know exactly where you'll be able to find this. That's all above my pay grade. But apparently there are cameras in here now and the camera work is beginning. So we're really excited about the...
Is that on right now?
Are any of them on right now?
Yes.
Oh, which ones are going
Hold
to
on.
Vinny?
So, yeah, is that... I think this one's aimed at me, but it's not because it can't be. It's aimed that way.
Yeah, I also feel...
Yeah, that one's aimed at you.
I feel like all of them are aimed at me. I've got these three. Is this one going to be a thing? Is this
no.
a thing? Okay, I'll
no.
do... So these are nothing.
So the one in the middle,
yes.
Sarah, is aimed at you. Yes.
Okay.
And then, Vinny, this one on your right
yeah,
is
how you
pointed
doing?
At you.
It is actually pointed at him? Because it really doesn't,
look like it,
at him.
But that's okay. I actually don't want it to.
You know, we're still playing around.
Are you able to move them and
good
stuff?
Angle. Yes, a little bit.
Mm. I'd like
Can you
to
put
higher.
A fisheye lens on mine?
We'll talk.
Okay. Yeah. I like to see my nose even bigger.
Mm-hmm. Like when it's the center of the fisheye, yes.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. You do like Tyra Banks and put a little
Vaseline
on it.
Oh,
so
I'll do that.
It's a little blurry and
good. Let's do that.
Oh my God. The engineers will love if we smear Vaseline on there. Anyway, we're pretty psyched about it because who doesn't want to be on TV at 5 a.m. with no makeup on and Look a little on the rumpled side. So yay, that's coming. Very exciting. I will say this, though. We got Bob out of this deal. So the fact that it's like, to me, it's a fair trade. We'll be on camera. It'd just be delightful every day. But we get Bob. So, and Bob also is doing a lot of the work on the podcast and stuff, too. So if you've been noticing, that's a Maddie thing where you've got to be like so descriptive with every single thing that's in the podcast and helps people search for it.
She's been doing great. Our numbers have been going up. And,
is that so?
And yeah.
Oh, people are like, I know what's in this podcast, so I'll download it and listen to it. This is fantastic.
No, it's our listeners. Of course, anytime there's any little change or anything, there's like, okay, what were they doing? Why are they doing that? I love how they're doing it now. And then the next one is, I don't like the way the podcast is now.
Oh, well, I mean, that's par for the course, basically.
Yeah. It's the way it is, folks.
Actually, the more people like something, the more there's a segment of the people who are like, that sucks.
That's the
hipster doofus mentality right there.
The new things is we put up a full show, so you can just put on one show, the whole show, and it just goes. You don't need to listen to segment. It's all in one track, so it makes it easier for folks.
I thought the whole point was that we would get more downloads if all the things were split up.
We have the split up ones as well, but you have your options. If you missed a segment, you can go back and listen to the segment.
Oh.
Or if you missed the whole show, you can stream the whole show.
That's interesting. And that's doing well?
It's doing well.
Great.
Bob's doing great.
What you, I would hope, can take away from this conversation, listener, is that we're trying. To offer it to you as many possible with cameras, without one whole feed broken up.
Don't get it all.
We're trying to serve it up your way.
Yeah. Have it your way. Have it your way.
Whose is that one?
Burger King, I think.
Burger King. Oh, that's the one. You rule.
Yeah.
You rule. Yeah, you rule.
If you watch any sporting stuff, you see that.
Yeah, I see a lot of it.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have they brought that back, the whole have it your way? And I've never heard the U.
No, there's
thing.
A U rule right at the end.
Have it your way.
Get it, King. You're the ruler.
I get it, you rule. Yeah. Right. I feel like that was like when they were doing at McDonald's, they were doing 2 all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun.
That's long gone.
But I feel like that was the same era as have it your way. Oh. Like at Burger King, you know, you didn't have to have it the way McDonald's made you have it. You could have it the way you wanted it.
Well, that's what we're doing. Super serving our customers.
That's right. We are the Burger King of radio stations. The way you want it. Have it your way. All of it, none of it, a little bit of it. Hold that. Give me that. Let's look at it. I don't know where the live. So it's going to be a live stream, but then there's also going to be segments.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do a live stream on YouTube.
That's where it's going to be.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, we'll do some fun social media clips, best moments. You know, there's so much that the audience right now doesn't get to see during some of the funniest bits, your facials, your...
I do like a good facial, actually.
So I'm excited to bring that to the internet.
Yeah, we'll have to remember that the cameras are on. Because
no, just forget about them. Just do what you do.
I don't know.
You're always...
There's some dance moves I don't really want people getting.
No.
I feel like I don't want that to go viral on TikTok.
No, but that's exactly what we want, Sarah.
Is it? All right. Whatever you want, Bob. I really want you to be happy.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're a keeper. It's true. Oh, my Bob. Yeah, she's great.
I agree.
Yeah. Facial, so that is, you know, our... She likes what's going on there. Speaking of that, weirdly, it reminded me of it because I have to say, like,
I can't speak to that.
No, this is not.
Never had one of those.
This isn't sexy at all.
Oh. Have you?
What? Had one?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I mean, delivered. I never had.
I thought you said that you liked facials, like mani pedi, like a get a facial.
Right. What were you saying?
Yeah, let's get back to that.
That I don't know if this, maybe someone else out there can verify this, but I will put moisturizer on. I'll do that. It's fine. I'm happy to. I put like some use. It's not a sexy thing. Yeah. You can get out of the shower and
start it off that way.
You know, you put it on your legs. You shave your legs. You can do your arms and stuff. Neck. all your stuff.
Yeah.
And ever since, and I'm not kidding, I got this hot tub from creativeenergy.com, and it's a saltwater one. Uh-huh. And I'm wondering if you also have a saltwater one, because I have noticed I cannot tell you how smooth and my skin is. It actually, my like calves are reflectively smooth.
Oh, bro, so bright.
Can you see it?
Oh, so
can you
bright.
Actually see that?
So
like my
bright.
Knee is so shiny now. Like I swear it's like every, and I've never felt my skin so soft. It's actually kind of free. And then John goes, I was like, have you noticed? He goes, your leg is so thigh, your leg, your thigh.
Leg is so thigh.
Well, I didn't want to say thigh. Your thigh is so soft. And then he goes, I've been noticing like my stuff is really soft too. I think he was just trying to trick me into feeling his stuff. But so
play.
I don't know if
well
that's.
Well played, John.
Yeah, he's pretty,
well
he is pretty clever. He thinks up ways.
Yeah.
I think it has to do with the salt water thing. And then, but I never put my face or my hair into the tub. So I was thinking like, maybe I should do that. Maybe it would like.
Salt water is for sure a thing. I am someone who goes in the ocean regularly. Right. And I prefer to be in the ocean daily if possible. I have a friend whose skin balance or whatever it is depends so much on salt water that if he hasn't been in the ocean, he will go down and get a bucket of it.
Oh.
And use that. Like he really.
It is a noticeable difference.
He really uses, and we're talking about the ocean, which is not the same
right.
cleanliness as.
It's also not exactly, like I'm not using, there are chemicals involved.
Understood.
It's not just.
I'm just saying there is something to that. Mm. I don't know. I don't think ours is salt water, but I wouldn't know. And right. I can ask. I can certainly ask, but that's.
Yeah, it's. I have to say, it's actually, there's a lot that I love about this hot tub. Like we have a routine. It's super fun. Like we are having, it's a total party in there. But the skin thing is legit. Like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm like, my thighs have never been softer.
I have heard the other stuff you guys are putting in there also can be a type of lotion.
Is that
a
so?
A type of moisturizer, yes.
Oh, that. Yes. Back to the facials.
Well,
yeah,
I've heard that.
We're
I don't
not,
know.
We're actually not putting that in there. Like, at my absolute insistence, that is not going to be a thing uh-huh. that gets put into that. Right. That's not part of the chemical makeup of that.
The soup of your hot
it's
tub.
So gross. Please don't say that. It's that's not happening. If
I will ask if ours is salt water. I don't know okay. for sure.
Yeah.
I haven't been in
take
it.
Take a little taste.
I haven't been in it in a while.
And it is like gently salty, but isn't salt sodium chloride anyway? Like it is a chlorinator. So it's not it just doesn't have that pool smell, which is what I don't like.
I agree with that.
And so it has a smell. It does definitely smell like it's a hot tub, but you put your tongue in and it tastes like, it does taste like salt and it doesn't have that. Like you don't smell, I don't smell like chlorine on my skin. Like when you get out of a pool.
We were just in Hawaii earlier this year. There is a pool right next to the ocean and the ocean is so warm there that I don't know why they would even, you know,
right.
I mean,
right.
I do know why because people are scared of the ocean, but anyway, I went. I kept saying to my kids, if you want to swim with dad, come this way. Yeah. I don't want to be in the pool. And I did go in the pool anyway, but.
In the end, you have to.
Well, because Edie can really just, I'm just there I am. Wrapped around that kid's finger. Just
that's the
looks
way.
At me. Yeah. You're getting in, right? Of course.
Those eyes, how can I say no?
Of
a
course
crappy
I
A little smile.
Because I really wanted to swim for. There's these things we had that you throw and they
oh they
sink
dive
and
down
and
get them.
You got to
yeah.
swim for them.
Yeah. Are they both good little swimmers?
We did that forever. Yeah. Well, they're okay.
Yeah.
They're you know.
Well, they're diving down and getting stuff. That's great.
They got a lot of work to do though. I mean, you know, we're a swimming family.
Mm.
So
let's make that happen.
They're not anywhere near done with their training.
Does the training really ever end?
No. No. I mean, yeah. I want them to be able to swim for their life.
Oh hell yeah.
You know, like,
yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm scared and this is bad, but I know right. what to do.
But also know how to rest and how to figure out the currents.
Right.
Those are the things that always scare me. I'm like, I know I'd get sucked out to sea and I'd just be like, I'm exhausted.
Oh. On that note,
but, yeah.
Good KLZ, morning.
KLZ HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice, the Morning Show. See you in a sec.
you.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.